welcome to another edition of Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun. Joining me, as he does every week, your man with the plan, guy who sensed that Legacy might be able to win, Ray Brewer. Ray, let's just get right to it. Massive game that you were at.
It was a dog-eat-dog type of day. Arr, arr. Had to do
oh
that.
Oh, my goodness.
We hadn't had the bark in a while.
We haven't had the bark in a while.
But great game. Legacy tops Palo Verde 7-6. Northwest Division, we call it the Black and Blue Division because it's a bang-it-out type of helmet-hitting division. And this game was a perfect example of that. And give Legacy credit. Palo Verde had scored 50 or more points three of their six games this year. And Legacy's defense didn't miss a beat. Palo punted seven times. Legacy was very aggressive. They stopped the double wing, and it was a great victory. Legacy, Steve, just a fourth-year school. Palo Verde, obviously the class of Las Vegas football. They've played in the last seven state semifinals. And give Legacy credit, this is a game they circled 4 years ago when they got the program together as a measuring stick. And the players straight up said, this was our state championship. They sure celebrated like it, too. Pictures after the game, you know, hugs, crying. Just an awesome game.
Okay, now, you were there. Was this Legacy coming to play with a big game, or was this Palo Verde choking, as some people have commented on our website?
It was Legacy coming to play. I mean, this was their homecoming game. This was a game they built up for. There was pep rallies, a lot of people there. And they were emotionally fired up, and that gave them an advantage. You know, sure, Palo Verde didn't execute like they should have. They had a costly fumble inside the 30-yard line. And both offenses struggled. Both defenses were just really tip-top. I wouldn't say Palo Verde choked. They were just beat. They were physically beat after the game. Darwin Ross, you know, didn't say that, but he mentioned that, hey, we need to get back into the weight room, which for Palo Verde, that virtually lives in the weight room. That, to me, means that they thought they were pushed around, and it definitely looked like they were pushed around. But I'll tell you, for Palo Verde, Tyrone Blake, Stephen, I know you've seen him play a few times this year. That dude made every tackle. He's all over the place.
Oh, yeah, he was just playing. I mean, he lines up at safety, but he's like Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, he's every.
Could be a linebacker. You could probably put him on the down line and just tell him to go.
His aggression did actually hurt Palo Verde. When Legacy had its big long run to get down into Palo territory, he chased the kid down with a horse collar tackle, which added on 15 yards to the run, gave Legacy the ball at the 9. And I said to myself, well, 9 yards is tough to get on Palo. First play, they give it to the sophomore, McMorris. You know, kid runs it into the end zone. I was absolutely shocked. And then Legacy just held on. Great win.
What does this do, if anything, for the playoff picture? And now whose, you know, road to the state title might be easier? I don't know.
Well, I think if you're Gorman, you don't really like the result. Because we've all been saying, hey, Gorman-Palo is going to be this great regional championship game. Well, now it's going to be Gorman-Palo in the semifinals. And Legacy and Cimarron in the other semifinal. They played in that overtime game 2 weeks ago. So the semifinal round is going to be awesome because Legacy is going to take on Cimarron.
For sure?
Well, just looking ahead, it looks like it'll go Legacy, Palo, Cimarron, Cheyenne. And the other side, it'll go Gorman and pick your favorite three teams that are all losing the first round. And that means Gorman, the one,
nice,
would play Palo, the two, in the semis. And Legacy, the one, would play Cimarron, the three, which would beat the two. The two right now in the Southwest looks like it's Durango. Oh, Cimarron could have scored 190 points on Durango if they wanted to last week in this non-league game. It was an absolute domination. So the semifinals will go Palo versus Gorman at Gorman. Mark your calendars. And Legacy against Cimarron. There's three games left. I highly doubt anything's going to change in that division. So that's going to be a real fun regional semifinal weekend. And we get that Gorman-Palo game a week early.
Okay. Well, see how that changes things. Do you think that in any way this can come out as a positive for Palo?
Well,
a little bit of a wake-up call?
I would think that, hey, listen, now we've got film of some of our weaknesses. We could go back. We could correct some things. and we are beatable. We're not this team that's going to roll through everybody. You got to show up and you got to play. You know, bottom line is you're still in the playoffs. You're not the one. You're going to get a tougher game earlier. But if you're Paolo, it's...
Well, assuming Legacy doesn't have a USC-style letdown.
And they play a Cheyenne team this week that isn't good by any means, but Cheyenne could score, and they got a lot of kids over there that are athletes, and any athlete has some pride to them. And if Cheyenne beat Legacy, I wouldn't be overly surprised. I think the game's going to be a lot closer than folks think. It still wouldn't matter because Paolo and Legacy would now be tied, but Paolo holds the tiebreaker. I mean, Legacy holds a tiebreaker with their victory. So the playoffs are virtually set. But, you know, hey, Paolo is going to have a chip on its shoulder now.
Yeah.
And we know what this team could do. And at the same time, Paolo came into the year, and they lost so much from that team last year that lost in the state championship game. And we knew that there would be a little bit of a drop-off, and then they just came out, and they had a little bit of an easy schedule to start with, and they just rolled people. They got the Brandon Wright kid in from Centennial and looked awesome, Steve. And now, you know, they face a good team in Legacy, and they also struggled a little bit against Cimarron when they played Cimarron.
Oh, yeah. It took a while for them to get anything going.
Yeah, so maybe this Paolo team is not as good as advertised, but still in a one-game setting against Gorman, especially how they handled Gorman so well last year in the regional championship game, I think that's still going to be an awesome contest.
Okay, well, I got a little bone to pick with you because in our picks that are up on LasVegasSun.com, you pick Palo Verde, and then you go out and you're on TV pimping out Legacy.
Well,
you can't have it both ways.
Exactly. I try to listen. It's like this. I go to a Super Bowl party. I tell everybody, I'm not going to tell you who I picked in the game, but I go to the sports book and I put $11 on Team A and Team B, and whoever wins, I pull the $11 ticket out. I lose $1, so everybody thinks I handicapped the game correctly.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Who does that? What parties do you go to?
Whatever. If a Super Bowl party exists, I mean, I'm always up for a free hot dog.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. If you got a hot dog out there, invite Ray Brewer. Ray, actually, a place you were the topic of conversation at that did have some hot dogs was the game I was at, which was another battle of two undefeated teams, Silverado del Sol. A lot of moms fired up about our picks.
Well, I'm glad.
Well, not yours. I picked del Sol. So I'll be the guy in the corner saying I told you so.
I thought Silverado would just wear down del Sol. I looked at it as basically two identical teams with same pound-it-down-your-throat, smash-mouth philosophies.
Yeah, except Silverado's got like 50 kids on their sideline. Del Sol barely has a sub.
Exactly. And I thought, well, del Sol's kind of this Eric Reed show and that's it. But Silverado's got all these weapons and eventually they'll wear them out. Del Sol just, you know, hops out to a quick lead. And Silverado never gets back into it. I think Silverado's one weakness is their passing game. Their quarterback is a good runner, and he's a senior, and he facilitates the offense well. Don't know if he's a thrower.
Well, I got to tell you, when it looked like the game was getting out of hand, they switched. They put Trenton Tipton at a receiver. They went to a five-wide spread offense with this big kid, Kyle Simmons. He must be 6'4 or so. And they started moving the ball. Because, you know, even if you go no huddle, you hurry it up, you're spread out, someone's going to be open. It's high school football. You don't have enough cornerbacks to cover those kids. And I would have just switched to that. I mean, I don't think they were fooling anyone with Tipton back there because he's pretty much a run-first quarterback.
Yeah, the thing is Silverado's Andy Ostolaza is very set in his ways, and he's going to run the football.
Yeah, well.
And you need to have the run even in the spread to establish that you could do it, no matter – you know, and I think that was one of Vegas's problems when they lost to del Sol, or one of Vegas's problems last year against Paolo, is they're so set on throwing the ball out of the spread, they abandoned the run. And maybe a guy like Reggie Bullock last year didn't get enough carries.
Well, the most dominating running back I've seen since Reggie Bullock was Desiree Reed. And 35 carries for whatever yards he went off. I mean, and tough, because the defense knows that's where the ball's going. There's no gimmicks, there's no nothing. He's getting the ball. Try to stop him. And you've got every guy on that defense keen on him, and he still picks up, you know, great yard gains. It seems like every game I talk to him, as soon as he takes off his helmet, he's covered in that dirt and grass, you know, that comes up. And it's just amazing. And he also plays defense. He makes a lot of the tackles.
Yeah, and that's probably Delsol's downfall. I know we've talked about it, but yeah. You could count on one hand how many kids they have on the bench.
Right, well, you know, in something that doesn't, I don't know if we talk about it enough, but their defense is pretty decent. And Evan Weinstock, every time he picks the ball and takes back for a touchdown. He's had two picks in the games I've seen.
Man, he's a great player, great hands. And, I mean, but besides Weinstock, maybe Kip Kanyon, the linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Does a lot, too.
Yeah. I mean, they got like three or four guys who do a lot. Number 16, the DB, I can't remember his name, but I know he moved over from El Dorado. They got their solid group of five, and the rest is just like, okay, try not to make many mistakes, and we'll just get the ball to Dez and see what happens.
Yeah, I thought it would be a lot closer of a game, and usually Delsol finds a way to make it a close game. This time, though, certainly a lot easier victory, and on the road, too, it was a really decent crowd there. I was impressed. It was the first true crowd I've seen, but I really like the way Delsol's coach, Preston Goroff, handles things. He's very calm, even-keeled, and I think it translates.
He was even-keeled while they were up, but in the Vegas game, he was a little emotional.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the great plays is a short kickoff in the Vegas game. The kid got it, tried to create running room, and he probably ran back like 30 yards trying to create running room, and he really had the, you know, gave the kid a tongue lashing.
Yeah, I can see that too. But certainly, you know, that's going to be an interesting, as we've talked about before, Sunrise Region. You imagine Delsol is going to meet Vegas again, but Vegas has a tough test this week.
Yeah, and Canyon Springs is a team who, quick, name me three guys on Canyon Springs. You'd be like, who knows? But somehow they're undefeated. Hunky Cooper, his first year, they returned like 18 starters from a team that didn't win a game last year, and now all of a sudden they're fighting Las Vegas for the supremacy in that league. Huge game in the Northeast. It will decide who wins the league and who gets the one in the playoffs. And well, I mean, Vegas is the top dog. I mean, Vegas doesn't lose. They lost to Canyon Springs 2 years ago, though, but should be a good one. Vegas isn't as good as years past, but they're still good. They still have Pharrell Victor, who I think should get more carries. They still have Hassan Henderson, who could throw from, you know, Las Vegas High to Sam Boyd Stadium, flat-footed, and they're still Vegas. They still have McElary. They still have David Prieto.
Well, they've got all these receivers who are like 6'2 and above.
Yeah. Marquand Major, I forgot to mention. Forgive me. Marquand, I love you. You're going to UNLV, I think. And
if they still have a football team next year.
It's been a little rough for the Rebels.
I think it's like a curse of Ray Brewer. Graduate from Shap. They're horrible. Hey, graduate from UNLV. They're horrible.
I will tell you this. I graduated from Shap. Darn proud. Class of 94. Who could want more? And I will tell you that they play El Dorado this week in the cleat game.
I was going to say that for last, so, you know, people listening, they just get bored and they don't have to stay around talk about Shap.
Listen, I don't want to break down the X's O's of the cleat game, but I tell you, both El Dorado and Chaparral haven't won a game this year. I will tell you that...
Is Shap going to pull it out?
I think they got a chance. El Dorado has got like a flu virus going through the team so bad that Leon Evans, the coach, didn't coach last week. He was homesick.
Did you plant it on their team?
No, I didn't plant it. And I hate to see when people aren't feeling well. Because
yeah, Ray wasn't feeling well last week.
A stomach ache is like the worst thing that could possibly happen to you. I hate having a stomach ache. Listen, Shap has won this game like the last two or three years. It's a game that means a lot. It's not as big as the Henderson Bowl, which is also this week, but
we're getting there. Hold on.
I know. I'm so geeked up for the Henderson Bowl and geeked up for this cleat game, even though it's two teams that haven't won yet. And
what are they gonna do with the cleat? Is there an actual cleat?
Yeah, it's like a bronze cleat that Merlin Olsen wore from the Rams. He donated it to the game. I don't know what his tie to the Valley is, but it's like a size 18 cleat. And now it's like in this carrying case. It's pretty cool. And the kids on both teams want to win the game. Anytime you put any kind of hardware associated with the game.
Are they still going to play the bone game this year? This is going to be like 100-0.
They're going to play it. It's on the schedule.
Vegas Rancho.
Vegas
Rancho. Where's it at? Rancho?
Yeah. No, it's at Vegas this year. Or was it Rancho last year? Right?
I don't know. They shouldn't play that game. It's going to be a blowout.
You got to play. And a one bye from both teams will go to the game.
Okay. At what point are we just going to create, you know, like one league or two leagues that are equal size in teams and just have some competitive Fridays? It's getting a little ridiculous.
I mean,
didn't someone put up like 70 points last week?
Gorman puts up 70 every week.
It's just ridiculous.
The bottom line is that teams evolve. I mean, Mojave even had a good year 3 years ago. And as you know, they're awful like every year. So it's, I mean, if Del Sol doesn't have Eric Reed, they're as bad as everybody else, right?
Well,
theoretically.
I mean, what if? We could play that game all day. I'm just saying. It's getting a little redundant. And you got Moapa beating everyone.
Yeah, their coach, I talked to him last night, Coach Lewis, and he thinks, regardless of classification, that they have one of the better teams in the state. They won the 3A title last year.
Well, they beat up on Foothill.
Well, and...
And Rancho.
And Rancho. Now, Rancho's not much of a 4A team this year. They've gone through a little bit of turnover in the personnel. But Moapa's a good team. I mean, they're not... I mean, I don't think they beat Palo or Vegas or Del Sol or Basic, but I think they beat Boulder this week, even though I picked Boulder in the paper.
You picked Boulder City over Moapa?
Look, Boulder City's been stout on defense. I mean, they've pitched a few shutouts. They've held some opponents under 50. This game's at Boulder. There's going to be a large crowd. This is Moapa-Boulder.
Maybe a large crowd, like a ruckus football crowd at Boulder City? What are you talking about?
No, these teams play like middle school football against each other. This is a big game. There's a lot of familiarity. These two towns hate each other. You know,
I don't even know where Moapa is.
It's in Overton.
I don't even know where that is.
It's past Mesquite. It's not much of a town, put it that way.
You are going to get some hate mail.
I'm just saying, two guys like you and
me. I've golfed in Boulder City.
Two hip young guys like you and me, we're not going to find much fun in Overton. But on Friday night, baby, in Overton, you're at the high school football game, which you and I would like.
Okay.
It's the thing to do on a Friday night.
I understand.
Yeah. And Moapa plays good sports.
They have some casinos up there?
You just right down the road to Mesquite. And Boulder.
Get those quarter craps?
Yeah. Oh, I love that.
Where is that at? Is that in Ely? Where did you tell me that?
Quarter craps is at Railroad Pass en route to Boulder City.
Oh, so okay. Basically, I was right there the other day.
You take $1.25, 6 and 8, and a 75 cent, 5 and 9.
Look at that. You learn new things every day. Let's close it up right in our backyard, the Ray Brewer Henderson Bowl.
Henderson Bowl 19, Basic Green Valley.
How long have you been working here?
14.
Wow.
Yeah, this will be my 14th Henderson Bowl. And bottom line, this is the most important
route. Where's the trophy?
It was in my living room all weekend. In fact, I set it as the centerpiece when we ate dinner last night.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Did you put something in it? You put some fruit in it?
No, it was just the centerpiece. My lady friend thought I was crazy, but
I would imagine she's still there. You're gonna get back today, and like all her stuff's gonna be packed up.
She thought it's funny. I mean, how often do we have a piece of history right in the house like that?
I don't think other people appreciate high school football trophies as much as you do.
Yeah, so it's pretty neat. And listen, Henderson Bowl, 19 years dominated by Green Valley in the early years. Now Basic, and now it's such a good rival right now because the teams are so even and. It used to be Green Valley would just go in there, kick the crap out of Basic, walk off with the trophy, no big deal. Then all of a sudden, Basic won.
You know, I got a question to ask. If someone knows the answer out in Green Valley, they can shoot me an email. I drove by the stadium on Friday when I was coming home from Del Sol, and there's a whole line of cars parked up on that, like on the road, and they just sit on the roof of their car or in the flatbed of the truck and watch through the fence.
Yeah, it's a long-standing tradition there.
Well, why? Pay $5, go sit in the stands.
It's good. That way you could leave at halftime and not have to beat the traffic.
I don't know.
The good part is every once in a while.
Is it just because you can drink out there?
I don't know, but every once in a while you get a kid who thinks he's bright. He'll streak across the field. Literally, I've seen that two or three times at Green Valley specifically.
Wow. So, yeah, I was just shocked to see that line of cars there, people sitting up there watching. You know, I've seen that happen at some games, but that's because they're packed and not when it's a,
Yeah, well, the Henderson Bowl will be packed. It's the Thursday night game. So they'll be on local TV.
Are you going to that?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Hopefully you wouldn't miss it.
Wouldn't miss it for, I mean, I love this game. It's so emotional to see these kids that realize, and these kids realize it on both teams. I was just down at Basic this morning. They realize that I'm a senior and I have one more chance to play in this game. And it's something awesome. The quarterback for Basic, Tyler Dobbins, has been going to the game since he was 7 years old because his cousins have all played at Basic. So he's seen all these games, and now he's the quarterback at Basic as a senior in Henderson Bowl. You don't get any better than that. I don't care. The Bone game is great, but Vegas wins every year in a blowout. The Cleat game is great, but as much as I love Shap, who cares about Shap and El Dorado? This is Green Valley.
I can't believe you just said that.
Nobody cares.
You can go back to your high school reunion.
It's
coming up, isn't it? 15 years.
I don't think we do 15. I skipped the 10 year.
When was that?
2004.
Okay.
And so maybe I'll hit the 2014 one, which is coming around quick.
Yeah.
Hopefully my hair is fully gray by then.
Ooh, you can buy that, you know, that, what's it called? Just for Men.
Yeah, I'm going to rent like a town car that day and roll up.
Okay. Yeah. You going to keep the soul patch all the way to 2014?
I've had the soul patch since like 2002.
It's like a trademark.
And
it's like Carrot Top if he cut his hair.
I kind of, if you noticed, I kind of shaved the sideburns a little bit.
You have headphones on. I can't tell.
Well, take a look.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
And I'm feeling, it was weird for me because I've had the.
It's a windy day too, so when you shave, you can feel it out there.
I had the meat hooks going down on the side of my face for since I was like a kid, bro. And this is like, it's weird for me, but eventually I got to get rid of the soul patch.
Wow, we have lost our minds.
Yeah. Listen, Henderson Bowl, great game, very significant. Palo Verde's going to recover from the loss. Legacy, enjoy your victory, baby, because you might not get another one as special as this. Gorman could be the state champions because if Palo plays as bad as they did against Legacy, they don't stand a chance. Vegas Canyon Springs is going to be the best game of the week. And
where's that game at?
It's at Canyon Springs.
Okay.
Which is real easy to get to. Pretend like you're driving to Legacy, which, by the way, is...
Oh, which is super easy to get to, Ray.
Yeah, I love that Legacy drive. It highlighted my Friday night. So...
you might as well drive to L.A.
Visit our website. Send Silver an email, steve.silver.
Yeah, I got a lot of... Again, I'd love to get some comments, some emails. I want to know about the Green Valley sitting on the trucks. I want some suggestions about what Ray should do with the soul patch.
And I want to know what there's to do in Overton when Silver and I go there for the afternoon.
Correct. Like, Moapa fans.
Where do we eat?
Yeah. Yeah, Moapa fans. Give me the lowdown. Where's like the good local watering hole, things like that. And Basic, it's Henderson Bowl. We can't pimp out this game enough, yet it's been a year, I still don't have a t-shirt.
Yes. And
did those kids graduate? Where are they? I'm going to call the principal.
No, they're still there.
I'm going to call the principal. We have their names. You're not going to graduate till I get a t-shirt. And pull the transcripts.
And we have a great Henderson Bowl column this week. It'll make you cry.
Did you write it?
Yeah, I'm about to tonight.
Ooh, it's going to be a good one. All right, our picks are going up soon, too. I know you guys love those. Log on, LasVegasSun.com. Debate them. Tell us we're wrong. Tell us we're right. It doesn't really matter. Ray's right all the time, right? Okay. All right, you're listening to Prep Sports Now, and be sure to log on, LasVegasSun.com.